Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. And here we've got some nice music lined up for you from some really nice games. And so to start things off with, how about I hit you with the boss theme of a really nice little pleasant and fun game. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. And what you just heard there was music from Elodies or Elabits. It's kind of got two different names. In here in Europe, it is Elodies, but another place is called Elabits. So, yeah, there you go. So, essentially, Elodies or Elabits is a game that was actually released for the Nintendo Wii. And it did something that a lot of people thought that the Wii would be doing a lot more of. In other words, kind of being a first-person game. Maybe I should back up. When the Wii was first released, one of the cool, exciting things about it, or at least the things that everyone got hyped about, was the fact that it had a remote control that was motion sensitive. You could aim it and point it, and the computer would be able to tell you exactly where you're aiming it. And so people thought, this is great, you know, you could use the analog stick like on a separate thing to move around, and then you can point at the screen, and you'll have like a first-person shooter where you'll go around and shoot stuff with it. Now, to be honest, while there were one or two first-person shooters for the for the Wii, it never was really a gigantic genre for it. There was, I think, Red Steel as well by Ubisoft, which did two games for us. But Elodies, or Elabits, is actually kind of a fun game. It has this sort of control scheme, but instead of going around shooting stuff, essentially you are capturing tiny critters. Yes, basically it's set in a world where everything is powered, instead of by electricity, by a little small little creatures who are kind of like electricity. And you play not an electrician or someone actually qualified to handle a lot of these creatures, but a small kid whose father just happened to have a bunch of convenient inventions lying around. So you go around the levels, you capture these things, and every so often you get a really, really, really terrible bit of voice acting. I mean, seriously, this game is utterly terrible. I remember in the 90s, I'd watch some anime, you know, Japanese animation, and ponder about how terribly they messed up the voice acting. There was one called Card Captors, which I actually loved, and part of the reason I loved it was because of how utterly terrible, and the voice actors' voices would change radically. Okay, I suppose I should do that. And it's like, yeah. So, Elodies is actually worse in terms of voice acting. So, that'll just give you some ideas. And, you know, there's a long tradition of bad voice acting in video games. You know, even when I was at the whole Video Games Live thing, they did the 10 worst bits of video game voice acting. Nothing from House of the Dead, which I found disappointing. But to go back on track, putting that aside, the game is actually kind of a bit of fun. You spend a lot of the earlier levels in a house, and you walk around, and you're able to shoot stuff and then toss it aside. So essentially, like, you're looking for LEDs, which are little creatures, so it's like a hunt. You go around, oh, is it behind in the drawer? So you shoot the thing with the drawer and pull it out, pull the Wii remote back towards you. And then in the game, the drawer will move towards you, and you'll see if there are things in it. And then maybe there's a book, so you want to get rid of that book to see if there's anything under it. So you aim the Wiimote at the TV and pull the trigger so that it suddenly a beam shoots out and hits the book, and you flick it away so suddenly the book goes flying off, and then maybe there's an LED under it, maybe there isn't. And then if there is one, then you shoot at it again and suddenly it gets captured and you gain more electricity. And the more electricity you go, suddenly things start lighting up and everything, and so on and so forth. So essentially the game is a lot of stuff like that. You go around searching, you throw things around, you see the LEDs, you keep shooting them to try to capture it, and sometimes you get power ups, such as something that'll let you do a continuous beam, so you can just swipe it around and capture a bunch of LEDs, or something that'll make, and as you get powered up, you're able to move heavier and heavier stuff. And then it gets kind of crazy, because then you're like, you know, lifting up huge things. You're like, you start with a nicely done room, like your bedroom, bookshelves. You might start carefully by like lifting a book carefully. Is there an LED under it? No. So you release, and you look up the radio. Is there anything under it? No, not quite. And then you've got Epson branded photo printers, and lift up anything behind it? No. But later on, you're going like, wah, wah, wah. You just grab it, flick it aside, flag it, flick it aside. And it's actually kind of insane how much utterly destruction and complete mess you're making of the entire house. Now, it is ostensibly to return power and, I don't know, sort of save the world or whatever. But, essentially, it's just kind of crazy about it. Like, you're just making a total mess of the entire place. And there's even one level which, without spoiling things, actually feels a heck of a lot like a Ghostbusters thing, because you're basically trying to shoot the things and the LEDs, and these things are kind of a little more transparent than the other LEDs. They're a lot of varieties, and suddenly you're just trying to shoot them and you're trying to grab stuff, and then you end up missing them and hitting something else, and that goes flying and you wreck things entirely. And it was just hilarious. It's just completely making a mess, and then hoping that nobody, you know, hopefully no one will notice that much, and you're kind of capturing LEDs and blah, blah, blah. you do get some boss fights, and that kind of was a boss fight, so that was playing the boss music. But the game does move on to other locations, and I think I'll play the music from one of those other locations right now. It's foreshadowed with a typical amount of total subtlety. Basically, they're mentioning the things, I want to go to the amusement park, and that doesn't happen. By the way, when you get to the amusement park, crazy stuff happens. Your little device that is able to shift things and move things becomes suddenly so much more powerful, and you're able to do destruction at gigantic scale. All for helping these little creatures, though, and it's all going to work out okay and everything, and yeah. So, here is To the Amusement Park from the video game Elebits, or Elebits. And I've just remembered I need to mention the people who actually composed them. The music that has been composed by Naoki Sato and Michiru Yamane. Michiru Yamane is kind of well known. She's done music for a lot of Konami games, including Castlevania. And as you can see, there's quite a nice style of music for this game. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. And that was Story Mode Menu. It is from the game Elodies, or Elobits, which was developed by Konami, and the music was composed by Naoki Sato and Michiro Yamane. So, that's enough of completely screwing up with the laws of physics using a father's invention and shoving things aside and getting weird Epson branding suddenly inserted and everything. Let's move on to another track, and this one is the rather xenophobically titled Orcs Must Die. Now, the game is actually fairly straightforward. They are orcs, they must die. Well, more specifically, you are a guardian, you're a member of an order, and actually you're just recently an apprentice, but your master kind of died. The point is, orcs are trying to invade the real world through these rifts, and you've got to stop them. So you do what anyone should do. You engage in casual negotiation to try to come up to a diplomatic solution. And that is a lie. What you do is just try to kill them before they reach the rift. And you do that by, first of all, trying to use your sword or magic or crossbow, but you also do it by setting up a huge amount of traps in their direction so they can completely get skewered or bashed or crushed or smashed or whatever before they reach it. And the game is a really nice art style. It's kind of stylized and it's kind of a bit of fun. But it also kind of feels really sort of gets the whole fun, magical, mystical world going. And the traps are of a very wide and large variety. Sometimes they can send them going flying into lava pits, sometimes they'll just a gigantic mace will crush them, and sometimes they'll just be shot with spears. But of course, there's more than just orcs. There's also gnolls and great big ogres, and also a bunch of flying things that are terrible and I really wish would die, and which is just as well that the game provides me methods to do so. So, in short, Orcs Must Die is a very fun game in which you must stop a horde of orcs from crossing over to the destination and using a variety of means at your disposal. And this is a game that is fun at doing so. Allow me to play Castlemania, one of the tracks in the game, and talk a bit more after. And what you just heard there was Castlemania. It is by Chris Rookwood and is from the game Orcs Must Die by Robot Entertainment. Well, I was hoping to talk about how much I like this game, but I realize I very rather neatly summarized it just by in the previous thing. As I said, it is a fun game, so how about I just play another track from it? Sound good? And that was Bar Fight. It is from the game Orcs Must Die, and it was composed by Chris Rickwood, and the game was developed by Robot Entertainment. So, to wrap up, I am going to play the ending theme to the game, which would it be if there was an ending theme. The song is called Got Any Credits, and I got it from the game's official soundtrack, but there is a problem, because the game doesn't have any credits. So, in answer to Got Any Credits, the answer apparently is no. Now, I don't know why this is. I completed the game twice, and each time after the final, like, kind of cutscene sort of thing, I was expecting to see, like, this whole scroll of credits and music play, but it never happened. It just brought me right back to the level select screen. So, don't know what went on there. Could have been a coding thing, you know. There's, you know, for instance, if someone's replaying the level and maybe they don't want to see end up getting the credits every time. But anyway, now maybe you could access the credits through another menu thing. But regardless, here is a theme. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. And this is going to be the last song, so I might as well sign off. This has been David Collins with BitNote. If you like this episode, you can also listen to more at bitnotefm.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at bitnotefm. And I think I'm also on Facebook somewhere. So, we're happy to bring you a lot of great video game music and chat about video games. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. All the best.